Thank you for listening to this message from Northwest Hills Community Church in Corvallis, Oregon. You can learn more about our church from nwhills.com. Today, we take a break from John to kick off summer outside and to send our interns off by hearing how God taught them to be part of a church and lead. Thank you so much to everyone who poured into their lives and for not just living like Jesus in your own life, but for also passing it down to the next generation. Now, here's today's teaching.
This morning, we get to talk about a couple things. It's not a typical morning in that I'm not going to give a normal sermon by any means, but I did want to start off saying Happy Father's Day, and it is an epic day to look at kind of legacy. It's a day to look at what it means to pass things along, not only to our kids, but to the next generation. And so if you got a Bible, we will start out in Deuteronomy 6. This is right after God gives the Ten Commandments to the nation of Israel. They're coming out of slavery, and he's establishing in them a culture, a new way of life, and he gives them his law. And he follows it up with some pretty famous words, starting in verse 1. So we're just going to stand right now. I'm not going to give a whole long sermon on this, but we're going to stand, and we're going to open up with these words that God gives to us to instruct us to lead the next generation. It says this, starting in verse 1 of Deuteronomy 6. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You can take a seat. In here we see God gives us instruction. If you were to read the previous chapters on how to best live, and he follows it up and he says, hey, don't just do this yourself. You know, it's one thing to be a people who live out God's commands to the world. It's one thing to know the invitation of God's word to live it out, but it's another thing to teach it to the next generation. And so we as a church, we perpetually want to be teaching to the next generation. Obviously, we've got a whole kids thing going on right now, and we're teaching it there, but we want to do this in homes as well. We want to do this in families. We want to be a church that is really dedicated to living out our faith to that next generation, and we want to be a church that's multiplying ourselves. And so in order to do this, one of the things that we've done is for a number of years, and really decades, there's been a vision of raising up the next generation of young leaders. And so throughout the years, there's been different iterations of different intern programs, and this last year, we started a new fresh one. And we have a number of students living on campus. They live in a couple houses over here, college-age students. And so many of you this whole last year have been pouring into these students, giving them opportunities to engage in ministry, to help out in music, to help out in youth, to help out with preaching and teaching and serving. And they've been, man, a lot of them are here this morning at 6, getting their hands dirty. And we wanted to hear from them, as this is kind of their last Sunday as an official intern, and kind of hear, what has God been doing this last year? What have you learned? How has God taught you what it means to be a part of a church, what it means to be that next generation of people who are learning from the Lord and who will pass this on? And in order to do that, I also want to introduce just our incredible staff team who is responsible for leading them. I get the pleasure of kind of overseeing our team who oversees them. And so give a huge, huge thank you to Tara, to Gary, and to JJ, who have overseen all of our interns this year. Man, there's no way that this could happen without the three of them. I can't tell you how many early mornings, late nights, afternoon training, morning training, every week, these three are pouring into our interns. And you guys have done an incredible job, often a thankless job. But man, God bless you for all your work there. Thank you for that. I'm going to pass the mic to these three. They're going to introduce our different interns. We're going to hear from them. We're going to hear a little bit from them. And ultimately, our goal is to be a church that makes Jesus known, not only in the way that we live, but passing it down intentionally to this next generation. And so to our interns, we love you. I can't wait to hear your stories. And yeah, you guys are awesome. Here you go.
Thank you, Pastor Josh. And just to affirm Pastor Josh, too, I think it's really cool. The vision when I actually interviewed here to come candidate as the youth pastor, this was one of the biggest things that he said is he said, I want to start an intern program within 12 months. And so we just had conversations and talked about it and super stoked to be able to just even have the opportunity to be part of it. And just want to say to the whole church, and our interns are going to say this here in a minute, but we're so thankful for every person in this church that's engaged with the interns and just shown them, hey, you're part of this family. You're one of us. We're with you. Had them over to your house, laughed with them, cried with them. So shout out to the whole church. And before I introduce the first one, I just want to make sure we're ready. Some of these interns are facing their fear here. This is like their world's biggest fear.
Big thing.
So like just we're ready to turn up the heat and clap and give them like the biggest graduation type of applause you can. So a little practice round. Ready? Go. That's pretty good.
That's good.
So the first one that we have the pleasure of introducing, as Josh mentioned, she is Grace. Used to be Mar. I messed it up like five times during rehearsal, but is Grace Reichenberger.
Woo-hoo!
And just got married last night. So super excited to hear her audio. I'm sure they're off honeymooning somewhere being awesome. But we're going to hear from Grace this morning. So go ahead. Yeah, just give it up for the audio for Grace Mar.
Time as an intern at Northwest Hills, I have been stretched, challenged, supported, and celebrated more than almost any other year of my life. There have been times where it was definitely a struggle to get out of slumps or not be exhausted by daily life, but continuing to push and grow with continuous support has helped me to truly understand what it means to be a follower of Jesus and a lifelong server. The skills that I have learned working with Justin, Gary, and the rest of the staff have ranged from understanding sound systems, worship leadership skills, team building, public speaking, songwriting, and collaborative process. While I have learned many practical skills for leadership, I have been even more deeply encouraged to understand how to serve others and challenge my selfishness and spiritual growth. Another thing that really changed my perspective this year was how to be a worship leader instead of a performer. I've spent many years in performance one way or another, but worship isn't a performance because it's actually not about me at all. Sometimes this distinction is challenging to see when you spend tons of time in front of people, and regardless of whether you speak or not, they're constantly looking at you or seeing you in one way or another. But I've realized that worship is an act of glory and wonder to our King. It's from Him and for Him. Changing my perspective on worship from the focus on myself and how well I think I'm doing or how much I get out of it, to resting in the presence of God and using the gifts He gave me for His glory was a game changer. This hasn't always come with ease for me, but I know that it has and will yield a high reward for the rest of my life and for my new marriage. Woo-hoo! Remembering that God is doing a bigger work in my life and the lives of others is something that has been brought up through my changed perspective on worship, but also with friendships, community, and my personal walk with God, and a whole lot more. Some of the moments that I will hold close are the times laughing with Justin and Ellery and the worship team and spending way too many hours late at night laughing with my roommates until our stomachs hurt. One of the first nights living in the house together, several of us stayed up and did just that and went to bed way too late. But I remember thinking, dang, this is going to be good. And it was. Not because it was always easy and fun, but because I've been learning. I've been striving, seeking, and living in community with other people. Community comes with cost, but oh my goodness, has it been worth it. There were times this year where darkness felt like it was everywhere, but through prayer, support, and community, the light of Jesus has pierced through. I have loved getting to sit in on staff meetings and hear about how Sundays are put together and refined each week. Being a part of a collaborative process with a trajectory for making Jesus known is pretty stinking cool. I'm so thankful for all those who have opened their doors and homes and invested in knowing me, championing my success, and praying for me in the hurt. This internship has given me a chance to learn how to show the love of Jesus to others, not only in how I serve on Sundays, but how I live my day-to-day life as a follower of Jesus. This experience has brought me so much joy, friendship, and community, and I'm confident the skills that I have started to build here will last for a long time. I'm reminded of my favorite verse of all time, which says, "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whose sake I've lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith." That verse has remained true in this experience for me in more ways than one. There's truly nothing better than knowing Jesus and living life with him. And the community I found here is a gift. Walking with Jesus isn't just the good life, it's the best life.
Man, and when you just, give it up for Grace.
Grace, we love you.
We love you, Grace, when you watch this, whenever that is. When you just get to know Grace, you'll see just her passion and her drive. And it has been such a joy this season to just spend time with her and just learn how much she loves Jesus and how she just passionately pursues him with her whole life. And now as we bring up our next intern, Kinsey, my fellow DP lover, Dr. Pepper lover. When I think of Kinsey, I just think of someone who's brave. And when I say that, I say this has been such an incredible year or 9 months with Kinsey of just seeing God just break walls in her life and just allow her to step out in faith and not fear and just truly learn the confidence in who she is and who God has created her to be. So Kinsey, let's hear your heart.
So I'm Kinsey. I'm one of the youth interns, and I've grown way more than I thought I could in 9 months. I've grown so much from my walk with the Lord all the way to learning how to cook rice-a-roni like a pro.
Woo-woo!
I have learned so much, and I'm so grateful for Northwest Hills and how loved I felt being an intern this year. An area of growth for me that has been most impactful would be learning that uncomfortable is okay. It's an awesome way to grow in your faith, but also as a woman. This internship was totally out of my comfort zone, one being that I moved 30 hours away from my family. That was a big challenge in itself because I've never been away from home. I also have faced many obstacles just in youth ministry. One of them would just be talking to students in general, let alone about Jesus. That's pretty intimidating and scary. I've grown so much from my intentional conversations this year and being confident in sharing the gospel and showing students Jesus. Yeah. I've grown in my communication. I've definitely learned it's worth telling people how you feel instead of suffering through a relationship only to find out that the way you think they feel about you isn't exactly how they feel.
Yeah.
Attitude is also another area of growth. Your attitude can be a game changer and can make anything you do more fun. For instance, dragging muddy tubes in a field for a youth game isn't really my thing, especially because I'm a germaphobe. But if you have a positive attitude, you can make anything you do fun. And yeah. We also just do it for the students, but it's ultimately for Jesus.
Yeah.
Sharing my story has also been a major role this year in terms of growth. Going into the internship, I was completely terrified to even tell an ounce of my story, but I knew God had me here for a purpose, and my story might have just been what brought me here. I got super sweaty. Oh, wait. Wrong part, guys.
You got it, girl.
Second. Next. So I met with a student for coffee, and she told me, like, her story, and I was like, oh, no, it's my time to shine. So I just, like, again, I felt super sweaty. This is where it's at. I started feeling super sweaty, and I was like, oh, no, like, I think I'm supposed to be 100% real with this student, and I don't know if I'm ready for that. And I just felt like God was telling me, like, be real. And so I told her my story, and she said something like, wow, I've never met anyone who even understood a small piece of my story. let alone, like, I feel like you completely understand. I got emotional because I haven't opened up that part of my story to a U student, and it was something I was so glad I did because she felt 100% heard and not alone, which is something I definitely craved when I was a teenager. The one conversation was worth 100% of every struggle that I faced here in Oregon. I knew that God brought me here to share my story and use my story to further his kingdom. There's been so many blessings living in Oregon, one being living in a Christian house. Although it came with many struggles, like taking out the trash or dishes, and we won't talk about it because it is a little sensitive in our house. But living in a Christian community has been such a gift. When conflicts do come up, we've been able to show each other so much grace and embrace flaws that make us who we are. Coming into the house, I was overwhelmed by the love I felt. I almost thought that it was too good to be true. Growing up, I didn't really have many friends, and if I'm being honest, when I came into the house, I was super scared because I looked at their social medias, and I was like, uh-oh, they're super fancy, and I am not that. They're going to think I'm so weird. But the house, like, totally welcomed me with open arms, camo and all. I have friendships that I never thought I'd have, and I just feel so blessed I got this opportunity to be roommates with these just amazing women. But also just being friends with them. I've been so grateful for Northwest Hills students and staff, for every person that poured into me, and just loved on me, from letting me cry on their shoulder because I missed my family, all the way to inviting me for a home-cooked meal. From my Rice-A-Roni story, you can tell that I'm not much of a cook, so home-cooked meals are always a plus. In fact, I've loved it so much that I reapplied for the internship and got accepted to do life with y'all one more year.
Yeah.
So I'm super pumped for that. Thank you guys so much.
Great job, Kinsey. And if you see her around, you can call her Mick Swish. If you think you can ball, she'll be ready anytime on the court. So great job. Our next intern is Cody. Everybody say, hey, Cody.
Hey, Cody.
Yeah, affectionately called Coco Puff around these parts. Cody is the kind of guy, he's just utilitarian. I mean, if you look in the media booth, he'd be serving there. He's with students. He leads young adults. He just likes to serve all around. And that thing I respect about Cody is the dude just shows up.
Yep.
So, Cody, time to shine. Show up right now. Show us what you got.
And let's go.
Thank you, Northwest Hills, for having me. And before I start, shout out to you, Dad. Happy Father's Day. I know you're watching. But yeah, like they said, I came in here, and this is my third internship. I've kind of bounced around from internship to internship because I know that God wants ministry in my future, and he's opened up the doors for me to do that. And so I came in here, and I was all ready, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to take all this responsibility. And then, man, life kicked in, and I was like, oh, no. I took up too much responsibility, so I had to start offloading responsibility. But it's been so amazing how much I've been able to grow in this experience and how much I've just felt loved from you guys, even whenever I felt like I couldn't do it anymore. I would think of all the amazing people here who encourage me, who love me, and who see me, even whenever I'm not like the perfect server that I always strive to be. But I came in here, and one of the most impactful things that happened was Josh heard that we were passionate about young adult ministry and shining Christ's light to these young adults that are in this town. And one of his first meetings with us, he just candidly said, okay, who's going to lead it to all of us interns? And all of us looking at each other knowing, like, none of us are equipped to do this, and we don't know what we're doing. And so nobody accepted it, but for some reason, I raised my hand and I was like, I'll take it. I truly believe that that was God, you know, lifting up my hand before I knew what I was doing. And it was crazy, and I was so overwhelmed, but I'm so incredibly blessed to be able to have done that, to meet so many young adults who are amazing, who love God, and who honestly push me to love God more. It's been amazing from getting to talk late nights with Pablo about just where life is going, what people are doing, and how we navigate this weird world or getting to talk with Melissa about how we can better be leaders even though we're younger and even though we aren't quite as experienced as some people. And so it's been so amazing to get to lead young adults. But not only that, I'm also a youth intern, and so I've gotten to work with the youth. And one of the most impactful things about that has been that I've really grown to learn that ministry doesn't just happen in the church. We don't just wait for students to come in until we engage them with the gospel and the love of Christ, but we take it out to them and we live out ministry in those six other days that we don't have church. And so it's been so impactful to just be able to learn to take church and bring it outside of a building and bring it to those who need to hear the gospel. And it hasn't always been great times. There have been times that I felt like I was going to crumble. There were times that I felt like, man, I don't want to talk to my roommates. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm tired. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm always hungry. But it's been so incredible to work with a team, to get to learn how to work with a team efficiently, and not just work with a team, but whenever you have disputes with that team, you've all got to say, hey, let's go home together because we all live in the same space. And getting to learn how to deal with those conflicts has been so amazing. And it's really been tough living so far from home because I am also from Texas. Fun fact, if you meet a Texan, usually if you want to get on their good side, just give us a Dr. Pepper. That goes double for Kenzie and I. But being so far from home has been so tough. Just missing my parents, missing my family, getting text messages from my little brother and being like, who is this man who is like, what in the world? I've only been gone for 3 months. How did you grow so much? But it's been so amazing to have a family in you guys and getting to have the support still through amazing home-cooked meals, through you guys just saying, hey, come and let's have a chat, let's have a coffee, let's do this or that. It's been so wonderful to know that even though the family that I was born with is so far away, I have a family here that loves me and that cherishes me and that supports me. I want to shout out one of those people in particular, James Furlow. We meet every single Wednesday, and we read a book, which it doesn't seem super impressive, but I'm not a reader, so it's pretty impressive. And we've been memorizing scripture. We memorized Psalm 1, and we're working through Romans 5. Don't memorize Romans 5. It's really tough. It's not been fun. But he's been super gracious whenever I show up and I'm like, yeah, I really didn't work too hard to memorize this, so let's see if I've got it. But it's been so impactful, and I've grown so much through your guys' love and kindness. And it's been so impactful that I decided to apply again and got accepted for next year, so I get to spend another year with you guys
while
I'm in college
to
go into ministry full time.
Yeah.
Love you, bro.
This is for you, Cody. We're thankful for you,
Cody,
buddy.
He was a blessing to me on a day where I realized that I'm not as young as I used to be. I picked up a couple students in the church van and was like, we're going to grab something to eat. And then they were asking their mom, like, why are we doing this? And then thankfully, Cody was in the van and got to connect with these guys about video games. And I was just like, man, it's great to have people that are younger, that connect, that are different. So great job, man. Going to invite the next intern up here. Excuse me, not the next intern, but a leader, JJ.
I was an intern at one point.
That's right. Former intern. This is what can happen. But just want to say about JJ, man, he has totally
incredible.
Crushed it leading these two interns this year and just getting to see them meet and be challenged and everything that they've gone through. JJ is going to speak a little bit about what it's been like to be a leader. So give it up.
Yeah. Hey, church. Man, it is so cool to be at this moment. I love things like this. I love that we get the chance to send these interns off and just, you know, send them to the next place. And I just want to start by saying, as we said a little bit just a second ago, I actually started out as an intern here. For those of you who didn't know or weren't here probably 4 years ago, And it looked a little different back then, but I began as the worship intern, and Josh kind of oversaw me. And this is kind of my little joke going into what I'm actually going to say. But Josh was leading me, and if you know anything about Josh's leadership style, he is really hard on you, and he pushes you really hard. And there were many times where I would go home and complain to my friends or complain to my wife, Windsor, man, Josh pushes me really hard. And it's like a great thing, but he did. And just like a fun note about this internship that we've had this last year is, I don't know, I was maybe like a couple months into the internship. Josh just randomly saw my two interns, Grace and Ellery, at one spot. And he was like, hey, how's the internship going? How are you guys doing? They're like, pretty good. JJ pushes us really hard. and that moment just, I know it, Josh, that just touched his heart so much, and it touched my heart, because if you know me, I'm more of an artistic guy. I'm not a hard charger like Josh and Gary, but it was good to hear them say, yeah, JJ pushes us really hard. So yeah, I'm going to say a couple things about Ellery and Grace. I wish Grace was here, but it's good that she's on her honeymoon, so. And just saying how much I appreciate you guys, and I'll probably look at Ellery a lot, because Grace would probably be sitting next to you. But yeah, these two have learned so much, and there's been a lot of skills that they've learned, obviously, with sound and music. But one of the things that I really appreciate about what they've learned and what I've learned is what it takes to shoulder ministry life. And for those of you who've worked in ministry before, you know that ministry life has a weight to it. And these two interns have learned through a lot of really great experiences and really hard experiences what it means to shoulder the weight of doing ministry and shoulder it together. And we've had great times of celebrating our triumphs and sharing tears with one another. And that's part of ministry life. And it's been so good to see them grow in that and to be able to grow with them and to be able to do that with them. One thing I'd love to say about my interns is that they rose to the occasion. You guys have gotten to experience them leading this church through song. They really rose up to that, and they came in, like Grace said, they came in as performers, kind of, they knew how to sing and all this stuff, but, we ran them through the paces of learning so many things, and they stepped up, and they led, and they served, and they were the kind of people who came at the beginning of the day and left at the end of the day, and I just love them about that, and they came, can I just say this, they came excited. Every day, every Wednesday, every Friday, I met with Ellery and Grace, and they just came psyched for what we were going to do next. And even if it was going to be something challenging and hard, and it was going to be something that was going to force them to face their fears, they just came pumped. And that's so exciting. When you have people who come in and they're kind of like, yeah, let's just get this over with, like that can be hard as a leader. But Grace and Ellery came every single day just excited to do ministry. And that touched me so much. I want to explain something about Grace and Ellery. They have layers to them. And for many of us, we know quite a few of the layers, but I've gotten to see kind of the deeper side of both of them through the course of this internship. For those of you who have probably never met Grace or Ellery before, you've only seen them on stage, and your layer for them is probably like, there's two beautiful young women who have beautiful singing voices. Like that's probably like layer number one for who they are. And then as you get to know them, if you have conversations with them after church, as many of you have, you've gotten to see that they're both very sweet. They're very kind. They're intelligent young women. Grace is really bubbly and outgoing. And Ellery's a little bit more shy, maybe a little introverted. But then as we've gone through the course of this internship, I've seen two traits, one in each of them, that are like the deep, deep down traits that you don't really know about Grace or Ellery unless you've known them for a really long time, and they come out through their worship. And I'll talk Grace first. Grace is fierce. Grace is a fighter, and this comes out in her worship. We talked a lot this year about how leading in worship, since you know we have those verses in the Bible that talk about we fight in a spiritual war, we fight in a spiritual battle. Leading in worship is like standing on the front line. And when you're on the front line, right, you are really exposed to the attack of the enemy. And Grace is really aware of that, and she loves fighting. She loves to put the enemy in his place, and she loves to sing out to God and like and use, I think the lyric from Raise a Hallelujah, my weapon is a melody. That perfectly describes Grace's like attitude toward worship. Like I am getting up on the stage every Sunday, and I want to fight for the goodness of God and everything that He's done. And then Ellery, if you get to know Ellery on a really deep level, you know that Ellery is actually incredibly courageous. Ellery has a lot of fears, and she experiences so many of her fears every Sunday up here, you guys. Like, getting up in front of people, being loud, being expressive. Like, those are scary things. But what I love about courage is, you know, we've all, I think, heard the phrase very often, courage is not the absence of fear, but the mastery of it. Ellery has learned so well how to master her fears this year, and I just so have appreciated seeing that. They are two incredibly strong women, and I have loved serving with them. So I get to say the future for these girls is that they're not going anywhere. They're going to continue to lead and serve here at this church, which is awesome. I know a lot of you have been asking, what's going to happen when the internship is over? What's going to happen? Are we going to lose Grace and Ellery? And eventually someday we may, but they're going to continue to serve on the leadership team as serving as leaders on our worship team. I love you guys. It's been so good serving with you. Give them a round of applause.
Yeah, give it up for JJ too. And as JJ takes a seat, we're inviting Sunshine herself, Ellery Peterson, up here to the stage. Give it up.
One thing I can also say about Ellery, she's just so real and authentic, and she's so much more than meets the eye. So I'm so excited for you guys to hear her heart and what God's been doing this year in this internship.
Wow. Singing up here is a lot different than speaking, so I'll try my best. But yes, my name is Ellery Peterson. I grew up here actually at this church. My family and I came, I think, when I was in second grade, so I've been here for a super long time. And I was just really excited to join the team this year and just get to know everybody on staff a lot better, get to go to all the staff meetings and just see all the behind-the-scenes work. I learned so much about myself this year in relationships, and I know that my relationship with the Lord is so much deeper than it was when I started. When I started in September, I was definitely in a more stagnant spot, which I, of course, wanted more than that. So that was just the cry of my soul when I started this year, was just, Lord, like, reveal yourself to me in new ways and just do something big in my life this year. And I can stand here in front of you all to say, today, to say that I'm not the same girl that started this internship, and I'm so grateful for that. The Lord's brought me through a lot of different circumstances this year, and it's been a lot more jam-packed than I thought, and a lot more than any of us could explain in 4 minutes. But it's been so good, just because God is so good, and if I was to summarize it somehow, it would just be that. But I'm supposed to talk for a little bit longer, so.
It's just like a song. This is the bridge or something, right?
Yeah, add a tag. Okay. Anyways, but something huge that the Lord taught me this year was just how to, like, show him that I trust him. It's really easy for me to say, yeah, I trust God. I want what he wants for me. I want his best for me. But I'm very bad at releasing the things that I'm trying to control all the time. Like, if you know me, I'm a chronic overthinker. I am kind of a control freak, and so, I've had a lot of really big decisions this year and a lot of different opportunities and questions I've needed to answer just regarding, like, careers and school and jobs and finances and relationships and a lot of things, and I can just find myself very, like, paralyzed in fear and the fear of failure and messing up and choosing the wrong thing and, like, what does God want from me, and I try so, so hard to be obedient to him that I can just kind of get in the way and, like, not actually let him lead my life. Where am I? Yeah, I came to a place. I just realized, like, instead of standing in this hallway full of doors and, like, wondering which door I'm supposed to open and which one can I open and which one is it and all this stuff, I've just been learning to, like, lean on the door and just let him open it. Just taking those small steps of faith, bathed in prayer and just trusting the Lord to, like, close or keep closed any of the doors that are not for me. Because I'm not called to be, like, lazy and passive and, you know, I can't expect him to just hand me all the answers on a silver platter and be like, here's your life. But I'm called to actively pursue him and let him reveal his desires for my life to me. So with all that being said, I have been taking some small steps. I was recently accepted to an accelerated dental assisting program here in town, so I'll be doing that September through December. We'll get in and get out, but very excited for that. And then ministry and serving, I'll obviously, as Justin said, continue here and continue in the worship and leadership and what that looks like.
growing in all the areas, I was so stretched in this year. But I did just want to say thank you to everybody that invited us into their homes this year, or prayed for us, or just poured into us in some way. Like, I felt that so deeply this year, and I'm so grateful for all of you guys. Yeah.
Give it up for Ellery. Great job this year, Ellery. And as Ellery comes off stage, I'm going to invite our oldest intern here, affectionately called Grandpa John, by his other housemates because he was the oldest. But
he also has the voice of Pauly Shore, and I feel like that's okay to say that because when I see the Goofy movie, I don't know. Like,
you guys ever seen the Goofy movie? It's like that scene when the friend says, "It's the Leaning Tower of Jesus." So just listen. You'll hear it here.
Yeah, when he talks, it's good.
We asked him. He said it was cool. But yeah. John, we're excited to hear what you have to say. Take it away.
Sure, yeah. So like they said, my name is John. I was one of the youth interns here. I am old compared to my youngins over here, so I can be a grandpa if you want. I have a camp kid somewhere out there, but that's besides the point. But today is about my heart and my story, but ultimately God's story and his heart through my life. And to begin with that is to just the analogy of baseball and with like how life can throw curveballs at you. And for me, this last year has been one of those. And just the struggle and the fear of like, it's coming, where's it going? What am I going to do? Can I hit it? Can I not? What's going to happen? And so to launch into this year started for me March of last year as I was serving up at Camp Tadmore as an intern up there. And then I went home for a week, and then I got a call at the end of that week, and they said, you might as well stay home. And as we all know, March was when COVID and toilet paper ran away, and we never saw it again and everything else. And so I'm in this place of despair and confusion in the sense because I was passionate for camp ministry. I was passionate coming out of college, graduated Corbin 2019, and passionate pursuing my future and just excited to be outside and talk about Jesus. But then that ends, and so I have this awkward feeling, and not a sense of failure, but just this ambiguity of what am I going to do in life now, what direction. I'm holding out, not really finding a job, because there's maybe a chance that camp will resume in the summer, as we all hope, that it would just blow over and pursue that. But here we are now, and now we know kind of more of that story. But for me, I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know how I was going to land. And so moving into that summer, I, through the grapevine, I had to go up to camp to retrieve my stuff. And James, the director there, was like, hey, there's a church in Corvallis. They have an internship. I think you'd be great for it. You should check it out. And so I was like, okay, I think I know somebody who goes there, Carissa. That's my then-girlfriend, now fiancé's sister. So I was like, hey, Carissa, how do I do this? And she's like, well, here's the email addresses. So I typed a quick email, attached my resume, and sent it off and said, hey, I don't know how this works, but here's my resume. Here I am. You decide what you want to do with that. And so obviously I'm here now, so I guess it worked out somehow, some way. But starting this internship in the fall, I was excited. I was excited for newness, for new life, for chance. But I quickly found myself feeling afraid and clumsy and just didn't know if I was adequate enough or equipped enough. A lot of my college mates, the people I graduated with, had moved into ministry. They had moved into a direction. And here I felt like I hit a road bump, and I didn't know what that meant for me in my life or how I could recover or what that would move. So I just felt awkward and clumsy and trying to learn a new church body, trying to learn new students, trying to learn what the culture is, more specifically here in Corvallis and Northwest Hills. And what I found, though, too, was that there is warmth here and there is welcoming, and there's just everybody was brought to their knees in some way or form in March, and we were all coming together to the Father and to recognize just his goodness and provision. And for me, that was a blessing to walk with other people who aren't like me but are like me, because that's where we're all equal, is at the foot of the cross. And I experienced that through this internship, through the challenges of trying to deal with this curly-haired, gorgeous man of Gary, and how my personality is not like his, and how I see things is not how he sees things. But how do we come together as brothers, as he's youth pastor and I youth intern, and walk together to do ministry so that students like Daniel and Alex, who I could relate with and could see and just feel and get to know their hearts and see their shyness. But as we've gone through this year, see them opening up and be just seen by the other students and felt like they're known and can have a voice in a place. And to me, that warmed my heart so much. From just growing up as a pastor's kid in a church of 40 people that were, well, 40 years older than me, and I and my brother the only youth. So just that experience of no youth group and seeing people then have a place in the youth group here has been phenomenal in that way. And the other challenge for me, but the other excitement as well, is opportunity to live in a house again with other guys who are Christians and believers, and what does that look like? I enjoyed my college life at Corbin in a house of 50 dudes and just learning to wrestle each other and with our faith with each other. Sometimes there's pumpkin guts, sometimes there's tears. It's all the same. But in this house, first is just Cody and I, and we gelled and kind of bonded quickly and had a system. And then we had the amazing opportunity to welcome Dylan back, who, to me, my only experience was seeing a video of him in my bathroom doing, like, a workout video for something or other. And I'm like, who is this kid from Texas? I have no idea, but I was excited. But that proved to also be a challenge as well, as I found myself pushed to welcome in another person, but I felt just the peace of God and just his grace and provision and how to not only walk with someone who is 5 years younger than me, but to just see how God is moving in his life, to hear Dylan's story and to see God move through that, and then that touched me. And through the challenges and conflicts we had in the house, how God then met us at those places to bring out, and how often, like, Dylan was great at bringing us together. Because what I found, too, this year is that balance of life ministry and working ministry, from working full-time at Fred Meyer to doing ministry here to trying to have a relationship with my fiancé, to have all this planned, wedding, everything. And just life gets busy, but yet God is still there and so good with that. And so just I'm really thankful for all you guys and just where you have met us, welcomed us into your home, and I look forward to what the years come. I am stepping into a lifetime of ministry as I get to marry Sierra in September, and we'll see where God takes us. Hopefully camp somewhere. Who knows? Why not? I don't know, but I just love being outside and talking about Jesus, and that's my heart.
Oh, man. Give it up. I really appreciate this guy. As he said, we don't think the same. And so actually being in each other's life, I am 100% certain that God did it on purpose. And we're better for it. And takes his seat and Maria comes up. Yeah, I just want to say, like, how great the team has been to have somebody that just filled in perspective when I was thinking all of this one way. And he solved problems over here and said, no, here's something maybe you're not thinking about. So this intern, Maria, I wish we would have queued up the Canadian theme song or national anthem, but she is from Canada. She is awesome, and I just think about when we interviewed her and first met with her on Coffee Culture at King's, and she said, I'm going to be a high school teacher. I've never served in youth ministry, but I really want to just, like, take this step, because when I become a teacher – sorry, I'm stealing your thunder now. She really has a heart for Jesus, for students. So, Maria, take it away.
Yeah.
Hello. My name is Maria. As Gary said, one of the youth interns. First off, I also just really wanted to thank the church for being so supportive, kind, and welcoming to all of the interns. Even from the very first day of the internship, when we got to the house, there was just a table full of gifts from just so many generous people in the church, and just been so sweet to see all of the love from so many people. And even just, I really appreciate all the prayers from people in the church, too. And so many families have opened up their homes to us, from Don Snow having all the interns over in pairs to the Petersons and Bennies and Larsons and so many more. We're really thankful for all of the delicious meals in community. It's also been such a blessing getting to live in a Christian community with some of my closest friends. I've been especially thankful to have them over some difficult times this year. I'm the type of person that used to take a lot of pride in being able to do everything on my own. Strong, independent woman was my motto. But God has definitely humbled me this year in showing me that I really need other people. There were times where I was really stressed from balancing my master's program, teaching, doing the internship, and more. And my roommates were so sweet about serving me and making me feel really loved. A couple examples. I came home from school one day, and Kenzie had done my laundry, folded it, and put it away, which is pretty cool. If I didn't have time to make dinner between classes, Ellery, Kenzie, and Grace all would bring me things from mini charcuterie board to fancy gyro to some rice-a-roni. You can guess who made which one. It was really hard at first to allow myself to be served by my roommates, but God has been growing me and being okay with needing help from others. I learned to stop denying people opportunities to serve me because God calls us to serve others. We're not supposed to do life on our own. We're supposed to have support from our community, both in serving others, but also from allowing ourselves to be served from others too. I also can see a lot of growth in myself in youth ministry. As Gary mentioned, I had no experience before. It's kind of funny to look back and think how nervous I was. I was so scared that I would be weird or awkward in front of the students, to thinking like now how I just love talking to students and I love playing games, especially hockey, and having small groups. Wednesdays have honestly been like some of the highlights. Sorry, my paper keeps flying. Of the week for me. I have also been really challenged and motivated to deepen my own faith, just from getting to hear the students be vulnerable and talk about the ways that they desire to see growth. I have a student who prays for me every night, and seeing her example motivates me to be doing the same. I love getting to be there for students and use the experiences that I've gone through in life to help others go through similar things. Back when we were doing our series in youth group on Pray, I had the opportunity to be stretched a little out of my comfort zone and speak on the why, which was yielding to God. I love getting to use the trials and different things I've experienced to relate to other students and show God's overarching faithfulness throughout it all. Even though this year has been filled with a lot of really good things, it's also had some challenges as well. This year, I've had an honest look at the amount of work behind leading a ministry. Youth group isn't just about showing up and playing games. There's a lot of organizing, setup, communication, more that goes on behind the scenes. There have been times that have been difficult or frustrating, but I've learned that no matter what you do in life, there are going to be times like that. And I've tried to change my perspective to focus on the positives. Instead of thinking maybe how long a setup is taking, I can think about how youth group can be some of the only times that students are able to get out, especially during COVID times. And that's why we try to make it awesome for them. And there's a reason for why we do what we do. And yeah, like on one of the nights where it was a little bit more of a struggle for the team, we had a student come saying that they were on a journey to find the truth, which was really cool. And I just think that high school and middle school are just such influential age groups in life. That's like why I wanted to be a teacher. And it's so important that students are set up with a really strong foundation in their lives so that when they do graduate high school and are on their own, they have a strong enough foundation to continue pursuing a relationship with God without maybe having parents kind of push them along a little more. And we've talked about this a little bit in one of the books that we read throughout the internship. It talks about the importance of having more of a knowledge-based faith rather than a feelings-based faith. And it also talks about the importance of this, especially in adolescence. One quote from the book, which is called Love Your God With All Your Mind, says that we should start early in teaching kids about the reasons for their faith. It says, young children can ask profound intellectual questions about God and religion, and if we do not take them seriously and work to provide them with good answers, it will impact the vibrancy of their Christian commitment sooner or later. So one thing that I've learned throughout this process, or that throughout this year, is that the process of building a foundation in students is something that I really want to be a part of. I want students to know the joy of having a relationship with Jesus, and I really want them to make that an integral part of their lives. In terms of my next steps, I do also plan on staying involved with high school youth group next year. And I can't imagine myself not being involved because it's just been so fun to be involved in these students' lives and get to know them and build relationships over the last 9 months. They are so awesome and encouraging. It's just been an awesome experience. And yeah, I'm definitely the type of person that takes a little longer to truly grasp what I've learned in a specific season of my life. These are a few of the things that I've learned, and I know that I'll continue to discover those as I continue to grow and the years go on. The fruit that's come from this internship will continue to permeate across other areas in my life as I continue to move forward. So to end, I just want to say thank you again so much. It's honestly been such a great year and such a great experience, and I look forward to continuing to be here next year and continue to serve. So
that's awesome.
Give it up.
All right, well, before we listen to the last intern, Dylan Britton, who's already flown back to Texas, his audio message, I just want to say about Dylan, when I think of Dylan, when you meet him and you know him and get to know the layers in his life, he is a fighter. He is constantly striving to make good choices and just to follow the Lord. And I know one thing he has said is this church has been a gift to him. He's never experienced the love and kindness that you all have showed him. And I just want to say thank you. And that is just a testimony to this church and who you are and the God that we serve. And just about Dylan, he's an overcomer. And I'm just excited to stay in touch with him as he pursues his next endeavors. So you guys can listen to his message.
Hey, y'all. My name is Dylan Britton. And I just want to talk about the intern experience that I had. So if any of y'all know, I was an intern last summer, and I did some work there, and I left, but I ended up coming back because I just felt like I wasn't where I was supposed to be, and I kind of wanted to get the bigger picture, which I felt like I didn't. So coming back, first night, I was not sleeping on a bus, which was great. I loved it, but when I got back, I was having some hardships. Yeah. I mean, I was doubting my leading capabilities. I was doubting myself as a person. I was doubting myself as a Christian. There was a lot of things that I knew I had to work on, and so I was kind of chasing after it, but at the same time, I was like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? So, I mean, I prayed every night. I was like, God, you got to show me something. So as I progressed through the internship, I had met a whole bunch of people, and I had a lot of people invest in me, and I found myself investing into others, and just kind of slowly getting there, slowly getting to where I was kind of chasing and doing what God wanted me to. So for example, there was this one time we had Spring Olympics. It was crazy. It was fun. Lots of games. Kids were getting dragged. It was, you know, mud everywhere. It was fun. But while I was in all this craziness, I kind of just looked around and I was like, wow, like that's kind of when I got, it was so random, but I got like the bigger picture at that moment. I was like, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to lead these kids, and I'm doing it in such a, you know, what people would say would, like, silly way, but I'm doing what, this is kind of what God told me to do. And so I just found myself in such, like, so invested in what I was doing that it kind of motivated me ever since, and which allowed me to build better relationships and just better myself as a person. It was a pivotal moment for me growing. So in conclusion, I had loved every moment of this internship, from the hardships to the accountability of sin to just the fun times, except the hard times were the most special for growing. And so I want to say thank you to a couple of the people, or the many people that have invested in me, such as Josh, Gary and Tara, Phil Dowd, Don Snow, Tim Ewis, and Justin Hester, and the many others who have undeservedly invested in me. So I will be taking a lot of this stuff that I have been spiritually equipped with into my future of when I go off to boot camp for the Marines. And I will never forget this and what y'all have told me. Thank you all, and I love you. Bye.
Give it up. Yeah, Dylan's a great guy. We love him. We got to have a great send-off with him the other night at a restaurant. And I just want to say about the internship, shout out to my wife. She is there when we're having just tough conversations, great conversations, trainings, puts a ton of time into it, and super thankful to have her there with me, and totally worth it, just like she said. And I just think about the few areas of the internship. If you heard all of them speak, it seems like most of them said it'd been hard at times, and I just think about, why was it hard? It was hard for the leaders as well. It was hard because it was real,
yeah. And
because there's people involved. And I just think about the conflict management and just the resolution or just like managing expectations and all the times that we went through. And what I love about these 7 interns that just shared is they kept showing up. They're still here.
Yeah.
They're going to stay here. They're going to keep serving. And I just think it's a perfect picture of how we knew going into it wasn't going to be perfect. And it was, it was launching of a program, and so it's going to take some grace on both ends. But I just think about how we continued moving towards each other and the 3 areas where they were living in Christian community. I mean, you can't live in a house with 9 people or with these other roommates, these 7 on this side of campus, without having some things happen. And just seeing them grow through, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think about the opportunities that they had to serve. I mean, you take someone that's never been working with youth, or take people that have never like led an entire Sunday worship set, and all these different opportunities, thinking of them speaking at different times or leading teams for a women's event, and just all these opportunities that they had. It was real. They had to work through hardships. And then the 3rd area of it is just that they got this investment, this beautiful investment from so many people in this church. And so these 3 areas, you know, it was a real thing. We're super stoked for this next season of it.
Yeah.
We have 2 returning, and we have already 5 that we've said yes to. They're going to be here in the fall. And so as we look forward to this next season, I just want to challenge and kind of charge the interns with this idea. If you listen to all of them, another thing they all said is that these young people are hungry.
Yeah.
Like physically hungry is what I'm trying to say. It's like they all talked about food. They all talked about having you over. But just this charge, this challenge to be spiritually hungry, like to take these situations that you're put in and go for it and keep hungering and thirsting for the Lord and just let that be the driving passion of your life, that you wouldn't be someone that was invested in and that just did nothing with it. And I think of the verse in the Bible, 2 Timothy 2:2, when Paul says to Timothy, "And what you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." And I just think these faithful men and women that we've entrusted this opportunity, these responsibilities, this authority to lead people, we're entrusting it into you. And so be faithful, teach others also. Like this thing keeps going forever and ever. That's how we still have the church today. So church, that's for you too. If there's someone in your life that God's put on your heart and he's just said, invest in them, do it, be faithful to it, be hungry and passionate about it and give your all.
Yeah.
Because as much as there's been hardship and conflict and this, parents, fathers today, Father's Day, you know, raising young kids, it takes a ton of energy, but that the results, the fruit, it's exponential in the future. So we just want to challenge everybody with that. And I want to invite you at this time to go ahead and stand with me. And kind of our kingdom prayer this morning is going to be for these 7 that we're sending out, for 5 more that we're welcoming, and just whatever it might be on your heart for you to invest, to entrust what you know into others. So let's bow together and pray as the band comes up. Dear Lord, thank you so much. God, I just thank you for this amazing opportunity you've given me. You've given our church. You've given these interns to be able to live together. God, it was something real. It was life. And I just think about, God, you have blessed us so much. And so we praise you in response. And God, as we prepare to send them out, this is such a closing of a chapter and opening of a new one. God, help us to continue to be faithful in their life. Help us to continue to be a church that prays for the next generation, that invests, that sees nursery and infants and children and youth and interns and college students as just the church of today. God, help us to be faithful with loving them and leading them right where they're at, God, with tons of grace. And we just pray for their future as we invite new, as these take the next step. God, help us all keep taking next steps in our faith where you've called us to. And ultimately, Jesus, we just look to you in the cross and just say, you are so good to us. Because of what you've given, God, we can sacrifice, we can give back, and we just praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's teaching from Northwest Hills Community Church. We hope you find ways to apply the gospel to your life. And be sure to check out our website, nwhills.com, where you'll find ways to engage, including resources like our application questions. Thanks again for listening.